Reader's opinion: no trust in Google to control our news. On the 25th of June, Google announced a new licensing program to support the news industry. The program pays publishers for high-quality content in an effort to remove paywalls. A new news experience will be released later this year for users to consume. While the program is starting in Germany, Australia, and Brazil, its implications may eventually also affect us here in the UK. The concept is grand: no more paywalls, so news can be accessed by anyone and anywhere. But who determines what is high-quality content, and verifies these publishers? I suspect it's not the workers who walked out in a stand against Google's culture of sexual harassment in 2018. The program has been launched against the background of the recent pandemic, and the Black Lives Matter protests which have erupted across the globe. Local news journalists and publishers have been strained financially, and Google is offering them access to new markets and additional commercial benefits. To boost Google's reputation, it funded the Journalism Emergency Relief Fund and supported a $15 million support local news campaign. Working class people, however, do not want a large corporation paying for news on their behalf. We need a state-funded, democratically controlled workers' news broadcaster which is not manipulated by the Tories. While not state-funded, the Socialist Party produces the paper you're reading right now. It is financed by those who pay for it, and welcomes contributions, including from non-party members. My question to Google is, if we put a paywall on our website, would you deem us a trusted publisher which produces high-quality content, and pay us to remove it for your new experience? I think we all know the answer. Joshua Allerton, Wolverhampton.